סליחה.
Oh, well, who's sitting here?
Let's get some.
Okay, we'd like to
meet
the Exorcist in the Native Americans.
Where is the whole island?
Okay, so the world famous Rambam, the beginning of Isha, said that before Matan Torah, this is usually learned when you learn Kedushin. And before Matan Torah, marriage consisted of meeting a woman at a bar and saying, "You want to get married?" And you bring her home. What?
Does it say anything about a bar in the Rambam?
It does. It says, "Pogia, Isha, but a shuk." Where else do you meet her in the shuk?
Mike's place.
That's the same town.
Grilled cheese.
It says shuk.
Grilled cheese, grilled cheese.
The big potato.
The big potato.
Is it a bar?
No, it's just grilled cheese.
It's just grilled cheese. Salmon. I don't think I want to
salmon
do my
wife's grilled cheese. You might want to throw
it.
Give me some.
If I see a girl down, she is my wife. Salmon's so good.
So he said that was marriage. Kiddush and us in the Torah. What was the kiddush up on his side? What was the kiddush of the Torah? In terms of marriage, Torah did not invent marriage. Marriage existed before. The Rambam makes very clear. So what did Torah do to the concept of marriage? So it says that if you want to get married, before you live with your wife, you need to be kainer, yikna aisa chil if they ate him. You need to be kainer, her, A. B, that kinyan has to be done. If they ate him, if achar kach tilo isha, shenemar kikach ish ishu volio. Now, being that he just quoted a pasuk, the next Rambam makes a lot of sense. Yilkuchan elim is a sechel Torah. Why is that not surprising? Because the Rambam in Elohal just said a pasuk, kikach ish ishu volio. So therefore, it makes sense that if the Rambam is quoting at the source, a pasuk, in the Bible, and therefore, it would make sense that Lekuchen Elu Mitzvah Shal Torah. He also says it's a mitzvah, famously. Not for now. And then he continues, but he throws a wrench in the works. So again, now we are describing the kinyan which the Rambam has just said was Daraisa, and was the chiddush of the Torah. And he said three ways. Everyone knows this: the first mission of kiddushin, bekesef, obishtar, obibia. According to Mishnah, Reish Meseches Kiddushin. Rabbiya Mishnah ben Atayra, Ubikasim Midirei Seifrim. Kuchen Eilu, Hina Nikrin Kiddushin, O Eris in the Chabako, Nishu Shnigan is Bechad Flem. Well, there's some rest. So the Rambam here sets up the concept of Kiddushin, the Kiddush of the Torah to the marriage process is Kiddushin. Three ways, Kiddush Mishnah Rabbiya, but here the Rambam makes a split. He says, Kesef, he says, Bia Mishtar, Ben HaTorah, Kesef, Ben HaTorah, Kesef, Ben Surprising Rambam. Surprising Rambam to make a split when it all seems to fit under the category of Lekuchen Elu, Mitzvah says, Seishal Torah. The Ravid, as you saw, is unhappy. Unhappy with the Rambam, as the Ravid is often unhappy with the Rambam. And he says, on that line of the Rambam, his name was, you guessed it, Avram. And therefore, when you start, if he's making a quote and then you want to show that you're starting to talk, so he writes, Amar Avram. Now I'm talking, because still now he's going to Rambam. And he says, Ze Shibush. Mistake, mess up, error, not correct. This is wrong, what the Rambam says. And then he has a very interesting phrase, Perush Meshubosh. Hita Eyu, a bad explanation misled him. Hita Eyu, like toast. Bad shot misled him, says the writer. What's the bad shot? That Hirush Meshubush, a messed up, as you guys have said, a messed up shot, a messed up shot misled it. That's what the Raivid says. Thus meant the Raivid. What is the Raivid getting at? What's Perush Meshubash Hito? He doesn't just say he's wrong. He said a bad Perush misled the Rambam. Perush Meshubash Hito. You learn bad. Sometimes you learn the Gemara wrong. Sometimes a Rebbe comes to a Rebbe, and he starts asking the whole question to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe chaps. He totally misread the whole Gemara. It's fragging kashas and mysterious. And you're like, no, you didn't read the Gemara right. Once you have a bad shot in the Gemara, all the subsequent things you say, you're off, right? You're off. What's the Perush Meshubash Hita'eu? Okay, that's one question. Next question, the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, everyone here is trying to figure out the Rambam. We'll do the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah writes, he also has Shver. What's the Kesef Mishnah's Kasher, what do you say?
Kesef
Shavah. Bechol Dvar Nil Menachas Mikil Midas, Habi, Dvar Torah, you say every day before Kaddish. Every Balabos likes to say, Rabbi Yishmael lying there. Then you don't understand anything until the word Kaddish. But that's very important because that's the Shloshes and Mitzvos done in Dreshes go ahead, right? Zog the Kesef Mishnah, that's Dvar Torah. So what on earth is the Rambam talking about? Did he not learn the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin where it says it's Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim? That question sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Rashi.
Sounds like it's Rashi's question on whom? Not on the Rambam, because the Rashi lived well before the Rambam. So obviously he wasn't asking Akasha on the Rambam. No, really, Rashi is Bracha Kodesh. No. Who is the Rashi asking on?
His
Rabbi Yisrael. Very interesting. Kol Rabbi Yisrael, that's what he says there. He had a number 5 or 6 Rabbeim. Rashi, you can look it up who they were. Not people that you would have heard of particularly. And he says, everyone learned this pshat. Everyone learned what pshat? They learned that Kesef Kiddushin is the Rabbana. And Rashi, among other questions, bombs away and he says, what do you mean? Just like the Kesef Mishnah is asking on the Rambam. Oh, so now we understand. What's the Perush Meshuba Shiteo of the Raivid? What bad pshat was the Rambam learning?
Those
Rabosa. Rabosa, Shom Rashi. L'chayr, what the Raivid is getting at is that the Rambam learned our Gemara in Ksubas Dav Gimel like Rabosa Shom Rashi. How did Rabosa Shom Rashi read our Gemara? Where did he get this wild idea that Kesef Kiddushin is the Rabbana? They didn't just wake up one day and say, you know what, I think Kesef Kiddushin is the Rabbana. Just like you and your whole life have never woken up and had that thought, they did not wake up with that thought. I can promise you. No one would ever think that. Where was the Shabashi coming from? No. Where were they coming from? Open and close. Not closed.
Oh. When you closed outside the other side open.
Oh no. Where are the rabbis of Shorashi coming from? Alo. It's just a window, you've seen it before. Yes. Never seen a window. In East Brunswick there are no windows. He needs to stare at the window. You can even see through it. It's an amazing thing. Where are they coming from? Why do they say this pshat? Well, Raivid is saying this is the same place the Rambam came from.
Nowhere.
No. Raivid thinks it's the same. But what was the bad pshat? What's the Perush Meshubash? Give me a bad pshat in what? In our Gemara, Rabbi Yosef. In our Gemara. Why is Rashi quoting his Rabbi Yosef here? Just by the way, I'm just letting you know that there's this pshat of Rabbi Yosef Sharashi. Why? Why?
How to learn what?
Good. The Gemara, the Tanakh. This Tanakh has been bothering us since we started the sugya. It bothers all the Rishonim. Every right from Rashi and Tais and Ramban. Everyone's bothered by the Tanakh. Right? This Tanakh. Tanakh. What is the Ravina Ravashi? If it wouldn't have been for this part of the sugya, we'd have much easier time. Right? Fred Ravina. Tanakh. I understand what. Afkin Rabbanu when it comes to what? Kesef! Be Michael and Meimar. Right? So everyone's trying to figure out why is Kushi Kesef any different? So one shot is what? Rashi brings up what's unique to Kesef? What concept? Isn't Rashi saying? What? In the earlier chat in Rashi. Now they're obvious. Yeah, Hefker Bez and Hefker, right? Remember? So there we have something to do with the money. We can turn it into a Matan, what do we do with Bia, right? That's the Maila of Kesef over. Say the Rabbi Yosef Sharashi, I have a much, much easier way to read the Gemara, guys. Much easier way. Here we go. You ready? Here's how you read the Gemara. Taina, the Kesef, the Kaspa, what? There, Chazal can do what? Afkin Rabban Kiddushimine. Why? The whole thing is the Rabbanan. Why is that easier? If they're only married me the Rabbanan, it makes sense that the same Rabbanan can make them not married. You built it, you can break it. But what was the original question of the Gemara? Go back. What was the question? The whole question was based on what? The fact that they were married. Midaraisa. So you said, what on earth is going on over here? Midaraisa, the Gemara said. So then the Gemara said, Afkinu. So he says, Tena Kesh B'Kaspa. Kesh B'Kaspa is at least a Dinder Rabbanan. By Dinder Rabbanan, if it's only built by me, the Rabbanan, I mean, we don't say rabbis anymore. People keep saying the word rabbis. There's no more rabbis. Maybe in your shul. That's right. Somebody likes that title. There's no rabbis, okay? The Rabbanan built this marriage. The Rabbanan can take it away. That makes sense, no? Would you be bothered by any din de Rabbanan that the Rabbanan then can tweak, change, destroy? It wouldn't bother me. He said you're married. They can say you're not married. Hey, Mamru. Hey Mamru, you know that expression? Hey Mamru? Well, you learn it now. Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. They're saying they're married in the first place, so they can say, not married. I can't. Aber what? What doesn't make sense? But. Kadosh B'Biya, my equal and Neymar. Meaning what? Kadosh B'Biya, which is a din d'oraisa. Kikakishu boileo. What are you going to say there? How can the Rabbanan have the authority to start messing with the Daraisa marriage? You can't do that. Is that a great way to read the Gemara? It's a great way. Is that a great way to read the Gemara? I think it's a great way to read the Gemara. It's Shavala. It's a Gishmak way to read the Gemara. So good. Everyone's struggling. Why is Kesef different than Bia? Is it because they can't or they don't or they're Bia? The Rabbos of Sarashi? What? It's glad. You know what's so good about Kesef? It's the Rabbanan. Bia, not the Rabbanan, it's the Raisa. That's why, that's the Tanakh.
What's the answer?
Good shot, no? So good. You know who agreed with Rosh Rashi? The Rambam. The Rambam also read that way. And that's why he says, everybody saw it from. Comes along the Rive and he says, Payers Meshuvah Shaitiyo. It was bad, that's not Pshat, come on. Lachor, what's the Rive getting at?
That's the Rashi.
Rashi's cautious. He says it's not true. It might be, it might sound great in the Gemara, but it's not good shot. It's not good shot. Why is it not good shot? Rashi gave two reasons. One is what the Kesef Mishnah mentioned. We learn how Kichas was Daraisa. What was the second kasha of Rashi, which some of you got a little tripped up by? He says it would come out according to Rabbi Yosef Shal Rashi. And if you get married with Kesef, as we all do, then what would be the din? There's no There's no death penalty for adultery b'mezid, and there's no karban for adultery b'shoigeg, which according to Rashi is impossible. How do you know it's impossible? Good question. Rashi doesn't say where he's coming from, but Rashi's assuming that what? Rashi's making an assumption that even kiddushin kesef will lead to death penalty or karban in the case of adultery. How Rashi knows that? Interesting. Those are two kashas of Rashi, yeah? So it would have been beautiful in the Gemara, it's just that it's not true, an unfortunate inconvenience. Something's come up with a really good pshat, there's just one problem. It's just, it's not true. Would have been true, but a good pshat, it's not true. Yeah?
Why did the Rambam and the Rebosa weren't like Yesh Kapak or the...
This is much more Kalat being in Gemara, no? It's Kalat. The Rabbon.
They just thought it was easier to read that
one? Much easier. That's the smoothest read of Gemara so far, I think. Just unfortunately, it's not true.
It's tough.
Now, this is fascinating. He quotes here the Kesef Mishnah, he continues, then he quotes from the Rabbach. Actually, in his fan, the what do you call it, edition in the Frankel Rambam. So they have the Rabbach on the page. You guys have a Frankel. They actually have it.
Yeah, we got Frankels.
He quotes here. This Rambam is called the Frankel Rambam. Because it was by Shabbosai Frankel. So the Rambam says in the bottom, look what he quotes. It's in the middle. He says, "Mikom v'akom matzasi v'peirush Rashi shpeish b'shem Rav Yosef b'shem Sosub is dav gimel teikosh mikamush v'dei yisayim v'dei v'dei v'neimar." He actually mentions this tushtel to Rashi. He mentions this tushtel to Rashi, and Rashi doesn't like this. And then at the end he says, Chazar haravi gia b'sifro u'shloshdan dvar tair. So the Ramah reports, after bombing away on the Rambam, and bringing up, by the way, our sugi and Rav Yosef ben Rashi and Rashi, he says that Chazar Bo, Chazar Harav, who's the Rav? Of salvation. Who's the Rav? Chazar Harav. That means the Rambam. Yeah, whatever. It means the Rambam went back, and he gave the Simshon Divrei Torah. Apparently, the Ramach had an edition of the Rambam that the Rambam actually wrote, not just was printed. He actually had a copy of the Rambam that would be worth a lot of money. If you had that. He had the Rambam's Rambam. That's pretty good. And apparently the Rambam's Rambam, he went back, because you do if you ever wrote a paper, wrote a book, so you start, you know, you cross things out, you make changes, that's called being magia. The Rambam changed this halacha base, says the Ramach. He says, the Rambam went back, erased his business, and he said they're all three ways. Because they're starting, they're all?
Deraisa.
That's how strong the kasha is of Rashi on his Rav Yosef. All the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, the Rambam had to change his mind. Yeah? As they state in the Ramach. That's one way to go. One way to go is supposed to change it. Changed it.
The Rambam
changed the chat.
Rambam didn't read this Rashi before writing the
Rambam
story.
Can't handle the pressure, bro.
Go ask the Rambam.
Rambam knows how to learn.
Now.
Rambam knew how to learn. It's facts.
Not only that, he quotes the Ramach. Not only does he quote the Ramach, who apparently had access to the Rambam's Rambam. But he quotes, who does he quote after that in the Kesef Mishnah? Who does he quote after that? Who does he quote?
Son.
Can you kill him after Shir?
Sorry.
He goes to the Rambam's son. He goes to the Rambam's son. Avraham and the Rambam. The Gam, yes, he had a son. The Gam ani matzasi him b'tshuvas Rambam from Benoy. Unbelievable. Not only was the Ramach telling me that the Rambam in his edition of the Rambam crossed it out and changed it, but the Rambam's own son named Avraham Ben. Moshe. also said that, that the Rambam changed it. Not an exciting lumdish answer, but it works. Answers the Kash, Rambam changes mine. Amazingly, the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't care. It's amazing. You come back on the Indian, you're saying you do something. Fascinating. He's going to live hundreds of years later. He writes, I don't believe his Eidus. Ain't he do so nachum?
Need to wait a bit.
Is the Rambam's son? This isn't like a Bob from the Rambam book. He's like, I heard once that no. The Rambam's own son, and they're both saying the Rambam changes is he crossed it out. The Kesef Mishnah Rabbi Yosef Kaira, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, and Kesef Mishnah, he says, I don't buy it. Why not? Because he says the Rambam mi neubei. What does he quote? Mashkozu Rabbeinu Atzmo Bergimu. Mashkozu Besebra Mitzvah Shalom. Mashkozu Rabba Magid. What's that all about? What's that all about?
Is the not to say that that's so inferior to the Rambam being changed? Because normally if he changed...
He's saying, I don't buy that he changed it.
Well, maybe I don't buy it. The other one off.
Changing it means the pshat that I wrote was wrong. And now I have to change the pshat. Kesef Mishnah says, I don't buy it. Maybe the pshat that Rambam said was gewaldic. Gewaldic. So it's not, it can't be changed because it was gewaldic. What was so gewaldic about it? What did he write in Sefer HaMitzvahs? So the Rambam has rules in Sefer HaMitzvahs. His rules and regulations. The rules of the game. It's more explicitly spoken out in Magid Mishnah. Shorashim. He has rules. How do I count with 613 mitzvahs? How do I know what's a mitzvah? How do I know? How do I count the right? What are the rules and regulations I use to look at the Torah and say what's mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah, what's the right mitzvah? What are the rules and regulations? He quotes there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Shorash Sheni. Ain ad varmi drashim zayir shavu beachas b'gimel midas nekrom divrei Torah el divrei Sefer. Eli in bin yoru ben b'bi Yerushim in haTorah. Says the Ketzer Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah. What's the Yisod? Why is the Rambam Shach Gevaldik? Why can't it be that the Rambam crossed out his own Sefer? Can't be. And if he's not in the Kabbalah, the Eidus of the Ramach or of the Rambam's own son Avraham. Not in the Kabbalah. Why not? Because they're telling me the Rambam wrote a bad shot when he wrote what? When he wrote that Kesef Yishon Divrei Sefer. It's not a bad shot. Sorry, it's not a bad shot.
Why not?
Because the Rambam himself, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, what does he say?
Do us.
Rambam has been waiting the whole Seder to say this. Why is the pshat a good pshat? Why is the pshat a good pshat? Because all he said was, what did Rambam say to the Sefer? He says, the Sefer from Kesef Yishon Divrei Sefer, Baba Ya. What's your problem? What does the Divrei Sefer mean? The Rambam himself, does he know what the Divrei Sefer means? It means the Din D'oraisa that we learn now using the Gimel Midas. The Rambam himself says that. Again, I'll say that again. Divrei Sefer, that phrase means a Din D'oraisa, which has been learned out, derived from one of the Gimel Midas written injunctions about that. Not black and white in the Torah. It's not clear in the page of the Torah. It's derived from the mix. So he says, "Women are shirshish and shinich harav b'sefer mitzvahs." So he says. So your whole kasha, your whole reason to say that the Rambam crossed out his own sefer is faulty. You are assuming what did the Rambam from me? What was the kesef? What was the question that we started with? How can you say that, Ari? It's one of the Tzikilah Kikam, you say everyone. Everyone knows that Zerah Shava. How can you say it? Never said that. I never said this. So why would I cross out someone who's always good? Can't be changed, there's nothing wrong with it. Why would you ever change? I heard you change the light bulb. It can't be you change the light bulb. Light bulb was working. Why didn't you change the light bulb? It was on. Why? What's your problem? Can't be. No, I can't be, because the pshat, it's not shver, it's exactly what the Rambam himself says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that what does the Rambam mean? A derisa, which is learned out, With one of you doing this. Now, the Kesem Mishnah then goes on. They go all over the Rambam. Not now. They go all over the Rambam, all over Shas. He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Come on, what are we talking about there? The Raisa. And what does it say? Arba Taitavas. If you add a fifth Taitafa, what's a Taitafa? But if you add a fifth, that's called what? Baltais. So we're calling the Taitafas. Divrei Seifrim, the Rambam calls it. The article. Divrei Seifrim, it's the Raisa. How do you know it's the Raisa? For sections. For because it says by Zakin Mamre that we kill him if he says to do five. Must be the Raisa. And yet, what is Chazal? What Chazal, not the Rambam. What does the Gemara Tanhedrin call that? Divrei. Seifrim. Wow. Must be the race Seifrim. Is the Raisa. But it's not clear. It's not explicit in the Torah. Another Raya. Perek Vav Mikvos. Yiru Mikvos Kishvashar Sanai. Here we go to Mikvah. So there's a connection. The Mikvah water that you go into is tap water. But that's not kosher for a Mikvah. So how does it work? There's a mikveh next door, there's a gor you don't see, that has rainwater. Well, how does it make your mikveh kosher?
They connect on the bottom.
There's a pipe that connects them. Well, it depends on what everyone connects with vos. That's called, if it has to be shver tanor, if it's a suffix, if you're not sure if it's connected, so it's possible. Okay, it goes on all sorts of different shiurim like this. Why? Because the Raisa. This is what it means. It says, shiuro mi divrei seifrim. It calls the shiur, the measurement. Divrei seifrim. The measurement of the shofar sanor, how big that is, or the kezayis, all these different shiurim that it gives there in the Gemara. Divrei seifrim. What do you mean? It says in Eruvin, you know where all the shiurim come from? Kezayis, all these things, where it comes from? The word Eruvin says, Allah Moshe Sinai. How can you call the recite from him? Elo what? Is that before Shun Terra? The recite from him? Gittin. Kitzer Amaisa. The Kesem Mishnah is Raya after Raya. That Shas itself refers to Dinim Daraisa with what language? The recite from him. Why do you call the recite from him Daraisa? Simple, because it's not explicit on the pages of the Torah. That would be the Raisa, because we do have that Lashon. It's not exactly the same thing. Divrei Sofer means that without Chazal, without the Drashas Chazal, we wouldn't have known it. But what status does it have? What legal status? It's in the Raisa. So it says it gets the mission at the end. So this you have to look inside. Here you have to look inside. After means all the Raisa. In mine, it's the third line of the as a vision of the third wide line. If you have a frame. Ugahachi Nicha. You see the Bahachi Nicha and the Rambam? Ugahachi Nicha may the Kashule Rash Rish Ksubis. Al Mefarshim, Al the Gord Amudu Kol Magash, the Rome, the Kadosh, Bach, the Tena, the Kadosh, the Kadosh, the Bielai, the Meimar, the Kadosh, the Kadosh, the Kadosh, the Kadosh, the Rabbon, and the Yenu. Till now, which is the quote of Rabosav, Shel, Rashi. Hikshaleyev, who's Hikshaleyev? Who asks of him? Rashi, Yeshua Lomarkei, Chadim Lomit Dere Shabbat, Kunch Gozim Mavurah, Shuba Odi, Drabbanan Nulis, Kusuf Lomit, Mavim Lomit, Nazar, Rashi, Gosso. So far, you can read it very fast, because it's just the quote of everything you saw already. That's just Rashi asking on his Rabosa, nothing else. Yeah, it's important when you read, don't get stuck in the same way you got stuck in 20 minutes before the Seder, yeah? Uderich Rabbeinu, unbelief, comes the case of Mishnah himself, the shtickel Torah from the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, says Rabbi Yosef Cairo, not only is this pshat the Rambam, Not only is the Rambam glot, you don't have to take out your pencil and start erasing things, you don't have to do that, because it's all smooth with no changes. It also for emphors, whom? Rashi's not shver. Remember we said kol rabbis at Rashi, all these rabbis, they go, were they out to lunch? All these rabbis, they couldn't know how to learn chas v'sholom. L'derech rabbeinu lo kosher, lo midi, everything's glat. The davra numa b'gzer shama, d'var toira mamishu, l'sogro yodom, v'vien kamer al shikik osay, k'chodom v'shu v'tayra, v'lo karlu d'rabbon, an ela loimar, shalom olishim, v'lo kim yisinai, v'oyin v'farsh was okay, v'acher shik hukay, shalom r'kol v'kaj zedir v'na mekadish v'chulei. Says, the Kaz of Mishnah, now that I have this Pshat in the Rambam, and I took the Ramah, and I took the Rambam's own son, and I said, get out of here. I don't want your cross out, Mahal. No, I can understand the Rambam the way we have it. And that's why your Rambam does not need any editing. You didn't get cheated. The Rambam we have it is Gevaldik, and who else is Gevaldik? Rabbosav Shon Rashi is Gevaldik. Says the Kesef, it's not me. Says the Kesef, Mishnah, that's trying to Rabbi Shon Rashi Rashi is saying, I don't understand what on earth you're talking about. Haray, of course it's Daraisa, right? He's saying it's you can only meet this, and we kill them. Says Rabbosav Shon Rashi to Rashi, if they could. What would they say to Rashi?
Yeah.
You're chilling.
He would say, of course you're right, Rashi. Of course you kill a woman who commits adultery who is married to Kesef. And of course, if she's Chicago, she brings a carbon and it's not chulin ba'azara. Rashi's gonna say, but why do you call it Rabbanon? Why are you calling it Rabbanon? The answer is, it doesn't mean a din de Rabbanon. It means it was a deraisa that the Rabbanon taught us. Without the Rabbanon, I wouldn't have this din. I wouldn't have known that what? Ki yikach ish isha means kesef. Where would I know that from? Where do I know Kikach Ishisha means Kesef? Now that we learn Kikach Ishisha means Kesef, what does it mean Kikach Ishisha? It means also with what? Kesef! But who told me that? Who told me that? The Rabbanon! Now hold on a second. Before everyone goes and has a party,
everything.
There's one thing missing here. Hold on one second. Maybe one thing missing. One thing missing. Missing. One thing is Zeir Shalom.
How can the rabbis explain the difference?
The Rabbanon.
The Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, the Kesmish says the Furish. What is, I'll read it again. Vilokari lehu de Rabbanon, elo loimar, shil mole shim kibrum in Sinai, loy bevarjim was okay, kaf. The Kesmish says black and white. It's not limited. Don't get stuck at divrei sofer versus what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when they said Rabbanan? Who taught us this din that kesef kiddushin works? The Rabbanan? Mefurish? Is it Mefurish in the Torah anywhere? Not Mefurish in the Torah. What's the only way I know kesef? Zeir Shalom. So he's not bothered by the fact. He's bavurning Besedges is Gasha. Besedges is asking, you're all asking, in the Rambam, he says divrei sofer, but it's a funny lashon. Divrei sofer. In the Rambam of Rashi, what does it say? It doesn't say divrei sofer. What does it say? What does the Rambam of Rashi say? Dirabbanan. So you want to say, well, how can you say the same shtickle Torah? Kesef Mishnah has no problem. Bottom line, what's the explanation? Who taught me this din d'oraisa? How do I know this din d'oraisa? Of Kesef Dirabbanan. So you want to call divrei sofer? Call divrei sofer. You want to call Dirabbanan? Call Dirabbanan. Don't care. But frankly, I don't understand. All of this started as a good pshat in our Gemara, right? The Rabbanan said, this is pshat in the Tanakh. Pshat in the Tanakh. What was pshat in the Tanakh? Tanakh was what? Tanakh is the kaspa. Why? In the Rabbosa, we're in the Rabbosa world, yeah? Why was it Gishmat? They built the marriage. They can destroy the marriage, right? Who built the marriage? Rabbanan. So then the Rabbanan can destroy the marriage. Who's building the marriage?
The Torah.
Kesef Kiddushin. Kiddushin Kesef. The Torah's marriage. Tanach that the Rabbanim can.
Same thing as Bianah.
So we're back now to square one. This whole Rabbos of Sharashi started as what? It started from Ketaf Gilil and Tukas. It started as Rup Shat and the Gemara. We understand Kesef more than B.O.Y. B.O.Y. is the Raisa. Kesef the Rabbanim. Which one makes more sense than Rabbanim can mess around with? Kesef, not beer. That's the Rabban, not the Raisa. But now what do we just do? What do we just do? All our fancy words. They're all the Raisa. Just different Lashonis. One's Mamish Mefurish, one's with the Rei Seifer, one's with the Rabban. We wouldn't have known it, so we call it the Rabban, or we call it the Rei Seifer. But really, what is it? It's a Din Daraisa. If it's a Din Daraisa, it's Kiddush Daraisa. How is it Tanakh that the Rabban can blow it up? Why is it any better than? So you made this whole fancy shtickle there, and the Kesef Mishnah, it's not me that's making the Tzushtel. The Kesef Mishnah makes the Tzushtel from what? The Rambam to Rabozo Shorashi.
How do I read the Gemara?
Everyone with me? Yes,
Shir. On some level, there still is a chilah because by Kesef, it wasn't straight out. We have dodged it out, or else we wouldn't have known it. But in Bia, we know without the Rabbanan. So how does that at least mean it's definitely a level different. They're not exactly
the same.
And the fact that the Rabbanan is calling it the Rabbanan because it's different sofrim, it's something different.
Rashi called it Doraisa because it's Zer Shabbat, and his Rabbanim are calling it the Rabbanim because the Rabbanim made it Zer Shabbat. So it's the same exact thing.
Yeah. So Rashi didn't know what his Rabbanim were talking about.
That's right. The Kesef Mishnah says. Not only did the Kesef Mishnah tell the Rambam's own son that you don't understand your father, the Kesef Mishnah is also telling Rashi you didn't understand your Rabbi. Unbelievable, no? As they state in Kesef Mishnah. Don't look at me, that's Kesef Mishnah. You want to fight with the Mechaber? Go up to Tzfas and fight with him. That's a correct. Yeah! What's the reason, Rabbi Yosef? We have to say, Rabbi Yosef Shorashi has to make sense. How can you leave the Rabbi Yosef Shorashi with no explanation? They couldn't. How can it be? It's an elementary question. These are elementary questions. These are elementary. These aren't fancy kashas. How can you say that we're going to leave him with no pshat? So yeah, we have to say that Rabbi Yosef Shorashi, you misunderstood. The Rabbein didn't mean it to din the Rabbanon. They meant that we learn it via the Rabban if it's in the Raisa. However, let's get back to the question, what about the Gemara? So since Shir, it still works. Why does it work? Why is it better now? Again, like Vezes and they're both the Raisa. Just how I know that the Raisa is different, Mefurish and the Pasuk, not Mefurish and the Pasuk. What does that have to do with Afkinu?
It gives her a point somehow.
Why? What? If Rabbanan have no power to blow up the rice, who cares how to blow up the rice?
Because we need them to figure out
the thing. Who cares?
I care.
Nah, Rashi's a good one.
You sound like an American. I care. Who cares?
It's not fair to me. It's not fair to me. I have rights.
I wouldn't go that far.
Who cares that without the Rabbanan Rabbi Yosai, I wouldn't have known this shot in Kesef Kiddushin? Who cares about that? Who cares about that?
Rashi. I won't care about that.
Why does it matter? Why is it significant that I wouldn't have known this of Rashi?
The Rabbanan didn't make this Gezeirah Shavuot, then it would be a real Rabbanan.
But they did. But why does that matter? I'm not saying what if it wouldn't have been. They made this good because they taught me the Gezeirah Shavuot Nisim. They taught me. They let me know that this exists. Who cares if they informed me? It didn't in their Isa. Who cares I wouldn't have known without the Rabbanan? Who cares? No. How does this help me in the Gemara? How do I understand Rabbi Yosef Shorashi? Rabbi Yosef Shorashi, we said we're coming from the Gemara. Tanach Kesef. Why is it Tanach Kesef? No, but they're not making the marriage because they're the type of marriage.
You can still give him skila if it's.
Yeah, good. That answers Rashi. I understand the Gemara about Tanach Kesef. What's Tanach Kesef? What's that step in the Shaka Vataria? What's that step in the Shark of Atari? What's the Gemara saying, Tainaf Kesef? Tainaf.
Kesef is easily.
What's Tainaf about? What's Tainaf?
The nature of the
If we said, if it would be a Din Darabanan, then what can happen? then what can happen? Even if it didn't to Rabbanan, then Rabbanan can come in and say, no, we don't like this. Rabbanan can X out of Rabbanan.
Treating us
now what do we say? Now we're saying, no, it's a Daraisa. It's a Daraisa. So again, how can Rabbanan blow it up?
It's not.
Same way Rashi did.
It's the Rabbanan.
So why is it better by Kesef? Oh, I'm going to put Rashi, not in Rashi.
Because it's not fully
the
Daraisa.
The seagull is going nuts in the back row.
Well, you've already denied it, but I'm going to give it again. If the nature of the transactions are different, by money, it's easy to take back because nothing has changed, right? It's just money. Money can be.
What does that do with Rabbanan?
No.
They're both the same now.
It's not a Daraisa.
What's the nature of Kesef?
I'm about to give it.
Yeah.
Right? The nature of transactions, money can be given, money can be taken back. Nothing has changed physically.
Yeah.
But Bia, right? Something has changed within the body. You can't take back Virginia.
What does that have to do?
You can't remove. Once something in the body is done, it's done. Right?
If only we could, right? If only we could.
If a leg is broken, a leg is broken. Right? So I understand my Kesef.
Why on earth is that another example of Osam Shonashi?
So maybe they can uproot a transaction because nothing
has been. Siegel was writing Siegel's pair of shashas, that would be nice. And what's up with Rabbanan Shorashi? Rabbanan Shorashi are saying, I take that because what it's a din to Rabbanan, but now we're saying there's things in the right, so what do they say?
Why do you write there? It's not there.
What does the Kesef Mishnah mean here when he's forever saying Rabbanan Shorashi? Why is it made it better?
It's not a din to Rabbanan.
Look at the last words of the Kesef Mishnah. Ume Akar Shukain, since it's what? Since it's me the race siphon,
I like
my Shia Kloimar Cole with the Kaddish and I did the one in the Kaddish! What does the Kesemish say? What does it say?
It's not the
race. Sheker v'chazav. It's a din de raisa. Sheker v'chazav.
It's a din
de raisa. What does it mean? What is Shai Kloimar?
Chuck, step up!
It's Mutter to think.
This is not fully Daraisa.
Oh, it's Daraisa!
It's not fully Daraisa.
Fully Daraisa. Shai Kloima. Hold the Kaddish. What are the words he's saying?
Because the Kaddish is Daraisa. Because the Kaddish needs the Daraisa.
What do you mean needs? And therefore, what?
It's different from Bia, which works from the action. The Kesef goes from there.
What? Look at the words. Rabbi said, look at the Kesef Mishnah.
Even the
Ishtar, even the Raima.
Why would you say
called the Mekadesh a daita de Rabbanan? When I get married, I'm doing so? Al Das the Rabbanu. Who says?
The guy says.
The Torah says they're being married Al Das the Rabbanu.
Not the Torah.
The guy Mike, what are your thoughts?
Why is Afkinu easier to understand in Kesef?
The man's giving his das to the Rabbana. The man's able to give his das to the Rabbana.
Why is
he
able to Guys, the Poshim Shad is like this. Listen up! The Poshim Shad is like this. Hold on. The Poshim Shad is very, very Poshim. Rabbi Sag, is it Din Daraisa? The Din is Daraisa. It's from the Torah. Kesef Kiddush is a Din Daraisa. We will kill you if you buy, if you kill both of them, if there's still him, if till her, if she was married with Kesef, Din Daraisa. What on earth does the fact that it was taught by the Rabbanan matter? It doesn't affect the Din. It doesn't affect the level of the Din. You want to know what kind of Kiddushin is? It's Daraisa Kiddushin. What's the defect? It affects your doubts. If I get married, you want to make a bold claim. I am getting married. Listen, I'm getting married. I died to the Rabbanan. With the Rabbanan in mind. Meaning, all of my inclusion I am making dependent on the agreement of the Rabbanan. Who says that's true?
Well, you said by using Kesef.
Who says that's true? I'll tell you.
The Rabbanan. Because
how do you get married? You gave a ring. If you gave a ring, you gave Kesef. If I'm giving Kesef, what statement did I just make? What statement did I just make?
I am
involving the Rabbanan in my wedding. How do I do that?
That's so
funny.
Because they're the middle man.
No, because
even without saying the words.
They taught the exam.
Even without saying the words.
They taught the exam.
What did I do which demonstrates
the only one that
I gave
transaction?
Kesef.
Zero shelter.
How do you know that? How do I know that I can give Kesef?
Because I was on the bottom
taught. How do I know? Because they're not bottom. What did I put on the sign? Essentially.
The
Rabbanan are here. But here. Because now, is it Kiddushin Darabonin? No! Kiddushin Daraisa. Kiddushin Daraisa that what? I only know I can do this because
the
Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are here. Right here, the Rabbanan are here. That I can understand that the Rabbanan said, oh.
They helped you get it.
Not the Rabbanan said. There I can understand he was in the Kaddish. I died to the Rabbanan. How? Because he involved the Rabbanan himself. So what are you getting married using Bia or Shtar?
You might not think you need the Das Rabbanan there.
Are the Rabbanan here? Chasa, are they here?
There's
no here. There's no Rabbanan here. So who says I'm Kaddish that the Rabbanan?
Maybe you don't need it.
Why?
That's Pshat and Gemara. Teinach Chasa, why? Teinach that what? I died to the Rabbanan, you got married. Because you yourself stated you're getting married, I'd like to know about it. Because you only know Kesef, how? Who taught you that? Okay, so you're getting married with their involvement. By definition. But by Bia, did you involve the Rabbanan at all? So who says they're involved? Who says they're involved in the Rabbanan? That Lachar is the Kesef mission. I'll leave you with two questions. Number one, Lefi that, what's the answer of the Gemara? Number two, you'll see tonight, is there a night there tonight, or is there more trucks? Is there knight here playing Rook
C8? Yes,
there
is.
There is knight here.
Why?
Take a look at
the Chassam Sofer.
No shot. Take a look at the Chassam Sofer.
Wait,
I'm telling you right now, the Chassam Sofer gives a different shot.
Oh my god.
Different shot. Number one, get our shot down with trying to figure out what the answer to the Gemara is. Number two, take a look at the Gazin, different Mahalo, and if you're able to do that, compare and contrast the two. But Buddy said there's something sad I have to say, which is that Harry Katz has informed me that he's leaving tonight. And that is very sad for us. And we hope that you come back quickly.
Amen.
Amen. You should try to wait while you're there. And you should still come back quickly.
Are we really going to do us like that?
Okay.